The Lavender Ladies Detective Agency. Death in Sunset Grove by Minna Lindgren. Translated by Lola Rogers. Read by Patience Tomlinson. Prologue.
Is that a new blouse?
Irma asked, fiddling with the fabric of Ciri's old shirt.
It's a pretty lavender. I once had a sofa this colour.
Is it lavender? I thought it was violet, Ciri said.
And only then did she notice the lovely shawl that Annalisa was wearing.
Your throw is violet too, isn't it?
Well,
Annalisa said, straightening the scarf and looking as if she were about to begin a long lecture on colour definitions. But all she said was that she felt her wrap was more of a pale shade of purple.
Irma's dress, on the other hand, might be called lavender, if there even is such a colour.
You're such a ninny, Annalisa. This dress is blue.
Or is it?
Maybe it does tend more towards purple. Did you notice how all of us happen to be wearing something this colour today?
They laughed at the coincidence, and soon none of them could remember whose turn it was to start the next hand of cards. It hardly mattered, though, since they'd been playing the same game for much too long already. Irma let out a deep sigh, and Ciri took her lace handkerchief out of her handbag and wiped her eyes. For a moment it was terribly quiet, until Annalisa started to drum her fingers on the cloth-covered card table. But that didn't do much to lighten the mood. Life at Sunset Grove was certainly dull, if their only bright moment was when they noticed that they were all wearing the same colour and they all called it by a different name.
I've finessed it,
Irma suddenly crowed, her voice so high and loud that Ciri jumped.
Listen, you know how there are all sorts of things happening here at Sunset Grove? We could start snooping around, do some meddling.
What exactly do you feel is happening?
Annalisa asked. But Irma was undaunted.
We'll start a detective agency. I think that's what I'm thinking.
So you reckon you're Miss Marple? Lord above, you are childish,
Annalisa said, and fumbled for her Zimmer frame to indicate that she'd had quite enough nonsense for one day.
It might be fun, Ciri said helpfully. We certainly could use a little play in our lives.
Exactly. There's no harm in having some fun. And I already know what the name should be. The Lavender Ladies Detective Agency.
Irma pronounced this ceremoniously, her voice trembling as if it were a stroke of genius. Ciri laughed approvingly, but Annalisa didn't say anything. She headed towards the cafeteria, shoving her Zimmer frame so forcefully that her purple shawl swung from side to side. Chapter 1. Every morning, Ciri Kettunen woke up and realised that she wasn't dead yet. Then she got out of bed, washed, dressed, and ate something for breakfast. It took her a while, but she had the time. She read the newspaper diligently and listened to the morning radio shows. It made her feel like she belonged in this world. She often went for a ride on the tram around 11 o'clock, but she didn't feel like it today. The bright institutional lighting gave the common room of Sunset Grove Retirement Home the atmosphere of a dentist's waiting room. Several residents dozed on the sofas waiting for lunch. In the corner, Annalisa, Irma and the ambassador were playing rummy at the cloth-covered card table. The ambassador was absorbed in his own cards. Annalisa was keeping up a running commentary on the other players' hands, and Irma was looking impatient at the slow progress of the game. Then she saw Ciri, and her eyes brightened.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
She crowed in a high falsetto, waving with a broad sweep of her arm like a train conductor. Irma Lennon-Lemu had taken singing.